Okay, let's try to see the Haftarah of Yisrael again. Although there is one point in the Pesukim we learned that I would like to point out to you. We learned that the Malachim, the Korazel, Zevi, Amar, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvaka, Yismalech HaLaretz Kevaydei. We have this vision, certainly the highlight of the Haftarah is this vision of the angels calling each other in the lashon of friendship and kavod, and praising Hashem with the words kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. We say this three times at Shacharis. We say it once in the Berachas Kriya Shema, once in Chazar Sashatz, and once in Uvalat Ziyayim. And they're very different. We say it in Kedusha, we stand up, we say it all in unison. We say in Uvalat Ziyayim, we stand up, we say it in unison, but not quite with the same kavod reish as the Kedusha. And we say it in Berachas Kriya Shema, we dafka sit, we all sit together. And we don't really say it in unison, it's highlighted because Pesukim in general are highlighted in the Brachas. But not because we say it together. So there's a Rabbeinu Yaina in the first parak, I believe it's in the first parak of Brachas, who explains the difference. He says that when we say it in Berachas Kriya Shema, we're telling a story. We're telling the story of how the angels speak. And we say, when the angels speak, they call each other and they say Kadosh Kadosh. We're telling the story. In Chazar Shashatz, we're praising Hashem, the Kadesh Shemcha Ba'ilam. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kshem the same way that the Malachim praise Hashem upstairs. So you say Kadosh 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 in Kedusha, you're personally praising Hashem. In the same way that the angels, Kenayim Siyas HaSafei Kadosh, the way the Seraphim say it, the Seraphim here in the Seraphim Oim Demimaloi, these are Seraphim. So we say, Kesiyah Said Sarfei Kadosh. So here we praise Hashem. Here we describe how Malachim praise Hashem. We're not praising Hashem. That's why we don't stand up. We're just describing what Malachim do. Just like when you learn the Pesukim, you don't stand up and say Kadosh Kadosh. Uvalat Ziyayim is a suffix as to what we're doing. We're learning it. We're translating it. It's a suffix lahalacha if you need minyan to say Uvalat Ziyayim. If you don't be chidus, if you say kadosh kadosh or not, you know kedusha. You don't say without a minyan. This kadosh kadosh, the Mishnah Berurah brings chalukei deis. If you say it when you daven biyichidus, and Mishnah Berurah says when you daven biyichidus, you should say it with the trop ki ilu kaira b'tayra. You should make a tanai. If I'm supposed to say it, I'm saying this part of davening. If I'm saying it as a not as part of davening, as my own praise, so then you don't do it. Yeah, so the idea is not the trop, even if you make up the trop. The point is that you should have a mind that you're just repeating the psukim. You're just learning. Just learning. You're translating. Makablin dem and then. Ki'ilu is saying from the right. So that's what he says. Now Rav Schwab in his Pirush on Yeshaya says that somebody who's an oval and davening for the Amid, saying this Kadosh Kadosh is of extreme importance, which is why if somebody can't daven the whole davening for the Amid, we have him go over Fashri of Olitzim. Because saying this Bitzibor with everybody, he calls a very significant schluss for the Neshama, and that's why you go over Fashri of Olitzim if you can't get the Amid regular. Which in some circles they don't do at all, in some circles they do to say it all together. And not to say it all together. So anyway, this is the explanation of the difference. Where does Matzah Shabbos fit in? I'm not really sure. I assume it fits in the same as the Uvalat Ziyayim, since we're saying the same Nusach.
It's a new of Kedusha, right?
Now, what?
Uvalat Ziyayim is a new of Kedusha.
I don't know if it's in lieu of Kedusha, but it's similar to Kedusha. It doesn't replace.
Wasn't there a decree at some point you couldn't say it in Shul, and that's why they...
I'm not familiar with that. No? Maybe? I'm not familiar.
As a full-fledged Yankee in the Heights...
Oh, okay. I know what you meant, yes. Rav Schwab writes that
I know.
Okay, I don't know. And maybe Mini Frankfurt is not that way. Okay?
I think in the Romans, some places have a cut that there should only be one shir tzibur for the entire davening.
Yeah, she wants shir tzibur, but Asher Vatzin, it's kind of.
I understand, but I'm saying the places where you see that there's only, they don't stand up is because there's an Indian to have just one shir tzibur.
Also, how come you write in the siddur here that Hashem, the last one we don't say out
loud? Yeah, Mishnah Bishar Shuva says not say the last one out loud. Hashem,
but.
No, I don't know if I use Makbet to do it. Not only cake, because the art scroll put it in bold. That's the only reason it comes. And, but the art scroll themselves don't put in that marker, which indicates that everyone says it together. Yeah. They say that later. Right? Now, I think, as in preparing this, I thought, now I know the answer to a question people ask me. Many people have asked me why Nusach Ashkenaz says, Lumasam Baruch Yemeru by Kedusha, and Lumasam Meshapchim V'yayimrim, they retain by Berachas Kriyas Shema. But now, exactly why, I can try to guess, but the point is they're two different things. Here, it's your praise, and here it's relating the praise of the angels. So, why it's this way? You're talking about the angels. But, at any rate, that's the difference between the different, Kaddish, Kaddish. There's one more thing, and I want to do the psukim and the rest of Avtaira. But Maloi Chalor Etz Kevaydai, this pasuk here in Yeshaya, is a subject of intense debate. It was a subject in the 1700s when the Gra, after looking at the Tanya, had two objections. The two things the Tanya held that were apikorsis, and one was the stress of the Tanya that God is everywhere. And they mentioned this in the past, that Uncle Moshe passed like the Baal Tanya, you know, that God is here, God is there, he's everywhere. Bavish. He's the Babbage, okay. And the Gra took strong exception. The Gra, it's not for a 10-minute shir, I once spoke about it in the Navi shir. The Gra, as a matter of fact, I think it's in the book, if I'm not mistaken, the Navi shir book. The Gra held that there's a concept of tzimtzum, which is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, restrains himself and is not, where God is, they can't be evil. Where God is, they can't be disobeying the Rabbi Nishalayim. The concept of Tzimtzum says it's not Malei Chalor Etz Kevayda. What's Pshat, the Pasuk? What?
What is Kadosh Baruch Hu called
Makom? Hashem is Makom Shalayim, not because he's everywhere. It doesn't sound like that. The truth is, the others, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakaymai, means that God isn't everywhere. God is in his place, right? The angels say, Malach Haris Kavod, and say, so if you look in the Gra, the Deres Eliyahu on Yeshaya, he has one long Arichus, and that's on this Pasuk. Malach Haris Kavod. If I understand him correctly, the way he's quoted, he says the following. It's a beautiful idea in the beginning of this Haftarah. Yeshaya sees the Maisa Merkava and he's in awe. Oily Kidid Mace, he's in awe of what he sees. The angels say, you're in awe of what you see upstairs because you see such Giloi Kvayt HaYishmaayim. We say, Malay Chala Oretz, Oretz is down here. Malay Chala Oretz Kvayt HaShem is not upstairs. Kvayt HaShem is in a place with his Bechira, in a place with his Tzimtzum, in a place with his free will. And people who can choose differently choose to praise Hashem. That's Kavaydai. What's Kavaydai? Malachim have no choice. Malachim have a day. They praise Hashem without Bechira. So the Kavayt Shamayim is Fakeret, is the Tzimtzum. So that he explains it, it's such a beautiful idea that Yeshaya was in awe of what takes place in heaven. And in heaven, they're in awe. I think this is a kitzer of what the Gra says. If you look at Rav Schwab, you'll see this is the basic idea that he says. Rav Schwab writes, it's a machlokes, the Srafim and the Chayes HaKadosh. It's a complicated topic that the Srafim say, Malach Haris Kavaydai, and they say, Bar Kavayda Shemim Kaimai. So machlokes, the different angels in heaven. It's a topic not for now. But anyway, this is a beautiful Taj. No, there are two perceptions of the Rabbi Shalom. The Amalachim who get close and the Amalachim who stay far. Mimaloi and those who are not Mimaloi. Anyway, so I want to go through the words. We should at least know what the Haftar is about. So I still have 5 minutes. Pasuk Hey, Va'oimar, Oili Ki Nidmesi. Now there are two Taichin. Oili Ki Nidmesi in Pshat is woe to me because I am silent. I can't praise like the Malachim. Why can't I praise? Ki ish tmeis v'sayim anoichi. V'seicham tmeis v'sayim anoichi yoshev. Because I am among I'm an ordinary person among ordinary people. I see Hashem, I'm left dumbstruck. One of the angels flew to me, and in his hand he has a hot coal, which took from the heavenly mizbeach with tongs, very hot. If an angel came hold it with his hands, and he touched my mouth, what he's saying is, you feel inadequate to praise Hashem, to say the Shvach of Hashem, we're going to kasha you. With a heavenly coal, we so to speak, kasha your mouth. And then, and you have to bear in mind, I told you last time, this is Yeshaya's first Nevuah. He never had Nevuah before. Now, v'eshmas, kael Hashem, oimer, now I see Hashem speaking. He says, it's me, eshlach, umiyelech lanu. Who shall I send to give Musar? To give Musar to Klal Yisrael? Umiyelech lanu, who's going to go? Lanu is the majestic plural for the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. And for that, Yeshaya responds, Va'omer hinnini shalacheni. Here I am, send me. Now those of you who remember Yirmiyah, and the first parak of Yirmiyah will remember that Yirmiyah begs out. Yirmiyah is not interested in being a Navi. Yirmiyah says right in the beginning of Yirmiyah, that I'm a little boy. When Hashem says Daber, he says Navi l'gayim nesaticha. Va'omer, Yirmiyah says, Aha Hashem alakim. Lo yadati Daber. Nara noichi. I can't do this. I can't speak. I don't want to speak. I can't speak. Moshe Rabbeinu did it out of covet. He did it because. So Chazal say that's why Yeshaya is Rubai Nechemta. Roiv of Yeshaya is the words of Nechama. Even though he said about the Churban. Roiv of Yeshaya is Nechama. It's about the Bayis HaShlishi and about the Yemais HaMashiach. It's much of it is Yemais HaMashiach. And Yirmiyah has seven Nevuahs about Lasid Lavai, but Roiv of Yirmiyah is Puranisa. Is Puranas. And the Medrash on Yeshaya says, the reason is because Yeshaya said, I'm here I am, Hineini, no, I'm here, whatever you say, God. So whatever you say, we'll make it easy for you. Yirmiyah hesitated, because Yirmiyah hesitated, he was not zeichet to this.
I'm going back to the thought that Hillel, who spoke, he said that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Moshe Rabbeinu meant it for his brother, and it shows his sensitivity, and it shows everything, he doesn't get the
kudu. I want to tell you something about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is like, you go over to someone down for the Yamid. He says, oh no. He wants a down for the Yamid. You know, he wants, you to ask him. It says, Shulchan Aruch, should be Masarev. Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he do? For 7 days he got instructions. And then on day 7 he says, God, get someone else. So what are you standing here 7 days getting instructions? Moshe Rabbeinu knew he's going, but he wanted to be a Masarev when he went. And even that, like you say, he shouldn't have done.
But imagine, he lost the Buddha, and Yirmiyahu's struff was that he was talking about
Yirmiyahu was a Kayan.
Was Brunis, and the other one who jumped in and said, he talks about the positive things.
Lech v'yamarto lo amazeh. Go tell these people. Shimu shemaya v'altavinu. This is taking place well before the Churban. This is taking place over 150 years before the Churban. And it's the first Nevuah that if you're not going to listen, there'll be a Churban. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu says in a Chumash, but the first Nevuah directly to them, Shimu Shomayah Val Tavinu. You're hearing things you don't hear. You don't understand. Rurai Val Teido, and you don't understand what you see. You see things and you don't see it. You don't understand. Hashmein Lev Ha'amazeh. It's interesting. The first of all is the problem is the people are living fat lives, fancy lives. That's the first complaint. Vaznav hachbeid. When you live fancy lives, your ears don't hear. Ve'ein of hasha. Literally, your eyes look straight. They don't. They're in their days. They don't look around. Penyira bein of a vaznav yishma. If only you'll listen and see. Lavava yavin v'shava rafalai. Then you have a chance. Okay, I guess we're going to have to stop here, and next year, you remember, we're up to Pasuk Yud Aleph. We'll explain some more. Thank you.